The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts at 41 Cross Street, right above Alto Forno Restaurant, and across the street from the North Shore Mall, where lots of activity seems to be happening over there. They have now totally emptied out the Sears Automotive Center building that is getting ready for a Tesla dealership. Sears, the main building, is closed and now emptied out as well, getting ready for demolition. That is right, that Sears eyesore building that's been there for, I don't know, some 60 years or so is crumbling to the ground, and they're going to make a parking lot out of the Sears building. But to the left of it will be a brand new fitness center that's going to be opening up probably a couple of years. It's going to take them a while to build it. But lots of changes going on over at the North Shore Mall. Lots of changes going on in Peabody, on the North Shore, in the Merrimack Valley, all around here. And here's where you can get all that information and what you need to know about what's going on right here on North Shore 104.9. And my name is Mark Friedman. We provide financial advice in a language you can understand each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. right here from the studios on Enon Street in Beverly. We are overlooking the North Beverly train station right now, and I don't believe anybody is quite awake yet. It's a little quiet this morning, but people will be up and about. It is the middle of September. Kids are going back to school. Thank God they're all back to school. If you had kids in college, they're back to school. We're starting to get into a routine. All those things are happening, and the leaves, well, they're going to start turning pretty soon. Lots of exciting events coming up, too. I got two of them that I'm going to talk about today. The first is this upcoming Saturday, September 22nd. You're going to hear all about this. If you listen to this radio station, you'll hear Catherine Brown and others promoting this event. I am hosting a shredding event at my office, 41 Cross Street, right out in the parking lot. What we're going to do is we are bringing a shredding company. A big shredding truck is going to come to the parking lot on Saturday, September 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You show up there, bring your magazines, newspapers, books, anything that's paper-related that you want to get rid of, old statements, all sorts of stuff. And later in the show, I'm going to tell you what you need to save, what you can bring, what you can keep, all that stuff. You bring it all with you. You bring it all with you and dump it into the truck, and they will shred it all for you. And while it's getting shredded, you know what? We'll have entertainment. Catherine Brown's going to be there with the van and playing music, and we're going to be broadcasting live on September 22nd from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. We've also just connected up with Coffee Time Bakery. We did that this morning, actually. Coffee Time Bakery, that does some advertising here on the station, they're going to be providing coffee and donuts to all of the folks that come by. This is a free event, absolutely free. If you just want to come by and say hello and realize that I have a face for radio, you can put my face to the name and the sound, and you go, now I know why he does radio. You can say that. You can just swing by, drop off, I don't know, clean out your car. You know, I'm sure you got a couple paper cups around or a gum wrapper. Just swing by. It's our paper shredding event. Last time we did over 4 tons of paper. You're accumulating a lot of stuff in your house, whether it's old magazines, old mailings, old statements, old tax returns, lots of things. I'm going to go through a list later on in this show that tells you about what you need to keep, what you can get rid of, especially in this age of digital processing, digital statements, digital everything. You can get rid of a lot of stuff. I told you there were two events I wanted to talk about. The other one, 2 Fridays from now, Topsfield Fair. September 28th, Topsfield Fair opens to celebrate its 200th anniversary. 200th anniversary, that's right. It is the longest running, consecutively running agricultural fair in the country. This is their 200th anniversary. They've been preparing almost 3 years for this big event. Bunch of things going on. The one thing that's new that is drawing a lot of attention, is the human cannonball. I don't know if you've seen this guy, if you ever watched America's Got Talent. He was the guy that he shoves himself into a giant cannon, and he blows himself into the air, and he'll do it four times a year. That's going to happen. Secondarily, there's a hot dog eating contest. The hot dog eating contest that the B'nai B'rith booth, as you well know, I've been running this booth for about 8 years or so now. Been working there since I was 14 years old. We are bringing a food eating contest to the fair. It will be at the Trianon stage. And you, local residents, this is a local competition. We're not bringing in Joey Chestnut. We're not bringing in Kobayashi. We are actually inviting local residents to feast upon quarter-pound hot dogs. Quarter-pound hot dogs, eat as many as you can in 5 minutes. Now, there is a registration fee to do it, but it's all going to charity, 100%, $20 that goes to the Essex Agricultural Scholarship Fund, gets you entrance into one of the three heats that will be held on the 29th of September. That's that Saturday afternoon at the Topsfield Fair. There'll be heats at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. What'll happen is you'll be brought up on stage. I'm going to be the MC. Yeah, I get to, they let me do that. I get to be the MC, and we'll announce all of the eaters for each of the various heats. There will be hot dogs placed in front of you, quarter-pound hot dogs. Not these wimpy-sized Nathan's Little hot dogs. Not Fenway Frank's. Not these Kiam hot dogs. No, we're getting Hebrew National, all beef, 100% all beef, quarter-pound hot dogs. You will have 5 minutes to consume as many as you can with the bun. We're just going to use the little buns, though. You want to dip them in water like they do in Nathan's Be My Guest. But I've been watching a lot of state fairs this past couple weeks to see how many hot dogs are people eating. Well, Nathan's is a whole animal all on its own, and besides, you get 10 minutes to eat it. But if you go to the Minnesota State Fair, the Wyoming State Fair, the Dallas State Fair, the Texas State Fair, all of these different places, actually, Dallas is a city, it's not a state fair. The Texas State Fair is in Dallas, so don't want to confuse anybody. Don't want people to think that Mark thinks that Dallas is a state. No, I know that Dallas is a city. But there's lots of state fairs that go on, or local fairs, like the Columbus, Ohio fair that goes on. There's a lot of these places that have hot dog eating contests. And so I've been watching them all. And usually you got 5 minutes. They put a whole bunch of hot dogs in front of you. And who can eat the largest number of hot dogs? 5 minutes? I've yet to see anybody consume 8 or 9 hot dogs. So, I mean, granted, we're not professionals. These are local people, and you're invited. I want you to register for this thing. Come and sign up. It'll be a lot of fun. And there is a prize, by the way. If you win the hot dog eating competition, there will be a finals. There's a Thursday. First of all, we have three heats on Saturday. The top couple winners from each of the heats will be invited back the following Sunday, which I believe is October 7th. You'll be invited back for the competition of the finals. And you will be competing for a prize of $200, provided by Friedman Financial. We do provide the prize money there. But I want you to win that $200. And I think it's going to bring a lot of attention. It's a great new event that's going on at the Topsfield Fair. Lots more stuff going on there as well. But anyways, I want to bring you up to date on what's going on in the world, what's going on with finances, and how best you can prepare for our upcoming shredding event for next Saturday. I'm going to give you a whole bunch of little things that you need to be thinking about that you can pull out of your house, dump it in the trunk of your car, bring it to my office at 41 Cross Street, throw it in the giant shredding truck, kiss it goodbye, never worry about it again, and then walk away with some coffee and donuts as well, which will be provided by Coffee Time Bakery in Beverly. So we appreciate that. And hey, Catherine Brown's going to be there. If you ever wanted to meet Catherine Brown, really, really cool lady. She's like a superstar. I mean, you'll walk up and you go, oh my God, that's Catherine Brown? And you say, you're going to be impressed. She's, let me tell you, Catherine gets out there. She's not one of these couch potatoes that sits around and watches movies all day long. Catherine is in great shape. She looks terrific. And I think you will really enjoy having her available. For photo ops. I'm sure, Catherine, if you want an autograph by Catherine, you want a photo op, a selfie, I'm sure she'll be up for that. I haven't asked her, but she seems to be nice enough to do that kind of stuff. Hopefully she'll give me a selfie. Maybe. We'll see. Anyways, my name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts. We've been providing financial advice to individuals and families living on the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, for 50 years. 1968, my father started the firm. We are here each and every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. providing financial advice in a language you can understand. And we've got lots more to share with you in the segments that come up. But before we go away to take a break, I want to remind you about a free newsletter that we put out each and every Friday morning. It lands in your mailbox at 10:30. I haven't missed one since March of 2009. That's almost 10 years ago when we first started this thing. If you want the free newsletter, and I will tell you, it's not a tool that I use to call you and solicit you. No. It's financial advice in a language you can understand. When the time is right, you want to work with me, give us a call. We would love to talk with you, but I'm going to do it on your terms. I just want you to have this free information. Go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page on my website, and you can sign up for our newsletter. Put in your name, your email address, and let us know how you heard about us. Chances are, if you heard about us here on the radio, you can say, I heard about you on the radio. And if you got questions for me, you can throw that in the comments section. You want to tell me things that you like, things that you don't like, do that. Just sign up for the newsletter. We got 7,500 subscribers. I'll get that out to you next Friday. But when we get back from our break, I want to tell you about what you need to keep, what documents to keep, what do you need to shred, what do you need to get rid of, all that and more. When we get back, you're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Each week, I try to provide listeners with financial advice in a language you can understand. And much of my advice comes from real-life situations that happens in my office, Friedman Financial, each and every day. You see, at Friedman Financial, we help individuals and families create smart strategies for spending money in retirement. Our approach is committed to placing your interests first. And best of all, Friedman Financial is independent. And we're a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We're absolutely committed to helping you get your financial house in order. When you're ready to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or on the web at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
If I had $1 million.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Do you wish you had $1 million? You know, well, yeah.
Doesn't everyone?
I think, that's Jay, my producer. I mean, who wouldn't want $1 million? I mean, would you take 10 bucks? I'd take 10 bucks.
Absolutely.
That's right. Money is, it's money, right? I forget, there used to be a show. It was a Canadian, it was like the Canadian Saturday Night Live. And they did these two guys, Rick Moranis, who was, Honey, I Shrunk the Audience or Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and somebody else, they used to do this thing that went up in Canada, and they were doing a Rush song. What was the night? Geddy Lee would sing this song. They'd take off to the Great White North. That was the name of the song. It was on their Great White North album. And in the middle of the song, they said, you know, if someone paid you 10 bucks, would you take it? And their thing was, 10 bucks, 10 bucks. Yeah. So, yeah, hey, if anybody gives you free money, happy to take it. Happy to give it. I'd be happy to give you all free money too if we could. But unfortunately, that's not allowed. Certainly in my business, I can't hand out free cash. I'm not allowed to do that.
Yeah, it's a big no. No.
So you won't find a big suitcase full of cash at my office for you to help yourself to. Sorry, that's not being made available and can't be made available. Wish I could, but you know what? Here's the truth. The quickest way to make money. You want to make money really, really fast? It's the same way you can lose money really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Buy a scratch ticket. That wasn't exciting, was it?
No.
No, boy, Jay was hoping I was going to give him something exciting.
I had my pen ready and everything.
Sorry. They're just, you know, it's
scratching. But it makes sense. It's risky, yeah, right? So you can either win big or lose big.
Right. Or you could,
nothing.
You know, if you drop like a, 10 bucks on red at the casino, I mean, you're only going to make 10 bucks. Right. But if you buy the scratch ticket and you win big, hey, you can win $1 million.
Now we're talking.
Or you could win $2. But
more likely,
to get $2. Anyways, we are here each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. And I wanted to tell you about an upcoming event that we're doing this Saturday. It's called a shredding event. Nothing fancy. I didn't come up with anything really cool for the name. It's called the shredding event. This is not a snowboarders party. Just someone once thought that, believe it or not. I didn't even know that snowboarding and shredding went together, but now I know. This is a paper shredding event. Paper shredding, cardboard shredding, magazine shredding. We are going to have this giant shredding truck that's going to be here. It's the New England Security Shredders will have their truck in our parking lot from 10 a.m. to 12 noon on Saturday, September 22nd. You can bring as much stuff as you want. There is no limit to the paper that you can bring. You want to get stuff out of your house, you want to have it shredded safely and securely, we can make that happen for you. All you need to do is pull your car up. Those guys will be ready to take it right out of the trunk of your car, dump it into their big bins. You can watch the giant shredders munch and crunch and eat up all your paper if that's exciting to you. Or you can just hand it over to them and then come to our tent, which will be right next door to the truck, get some coffee, get some donuts. Listen to Catherine Brown. We're going to be broadcasting live from our location at 41 Cross Street. North Shore 104.9 will have their fancy vehicle there. Maybe they'll have a couple giveaways. I don't even know. It's always up to Catherine. Whatever Catherine wants to do, I do whatever Catherine says. That's how it all works. Catherine Brown will be there offering smiles, her voice, perhaps a selfie, and she'll be there. But people want to know oftentimes, what do I need to keep, Mark? You know, it's getting towards the end of the year. I get all these statements. I get all this mail that comes now. And I don't know about you, but the first thing I do when I bring in the mail every day, I go to the end of the, you know, go to my mailbox, bring it into the house, drop it on the countertop. The first thing I do is I sort the mail before I open any single envelope. 90% of it I've already sorted to the pile that says, throw it away. I don't even open it. There's probably 10% of the mail that I need to open. I don't need another credit card offer. I don't need to know about another timeshare deal that's available. I don't need another bank account. I don't need a lot of things. I don't need a lot of the circulars that come, the magazines that come, all that stuff, everything. We move all that stuff to the side. But are we supposed to recycle that stuff, right? Well, yeah, most people don't. We just mostly throw it in the trash. Some recycle. I think you'd be surprised, honestly, if you found out how many people actually recycle versus the number of people that say they recycle. There's a big difference, folks. There really is a big difference. Do you compost? Do you compost, Jay?
I do, actually.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I knew there was one.
I used to do home composting. that got to be too much work, so I do city composting.
City
composting.
Wow. Well,
just throw it in a bucket and let them take care of it.
Oh, man. I had a feeling you were going to say yes about the composting thing. That was coming. But no, we don't compost in our house. I honestly say I'm not a very good recycler, though my kids frown at me when I don't recycle well.
See?
So your wife's a teacher, right?
She is.
So that's what they're teaching our kids. Yeah. Teaching them to recycle. I'll tell you a quick story, and I know I digress again.
I was going to say, this is going off.
This is what I do.
Going off the rails.
So I'm with a friend of mine, and I'm going to be very honest. I am not a big believer in the whole recycling thing. I am not a big... I don't believe that it's really doing that much good. Because recycling and decomposition of items, how long it's going to take for things to decompose, folks, it'll be your great 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 grandson's age before that stuff actually decomposes.
Right?
Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Oh, now Jay said right, so I must be right. So my story is I talked with a friend of mine who went to work for one of these waste management or one of these recycling companies.
Uh-huh.
And he used to be in a totally different business, and now he's management in this waste management area. And I said, come on, be honest with me. I know that when I put the trash out, there's the recycling bins, there's the other stuff, but sometimes the trash men just take everything. They don't really sort it. They'll take, you pay them 10 bucks or 20 bucks, they'll take anything. They'll take paint cans. They'll take anything you want if you pay these guys.
What do you say?
And so he says, yeah, we know. I said, so does this recycling thing really work? I said, is it really saving the environment? And he says, all I know is that everywhere I look, it's extraordinarily profitable. Profitable to the business. right? And so, does it work? He said, well, yeah, it works. Can you prove that it's actually saving the environment? Well, not really, but it's very, very profitable. So it just, it always sticks in the back of my head. There are elements of stuff where we can recycle, we can reuse, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But when we take a few pieces of paper and we say, oh, let's save a tree. Do you realize how many pieces of paper you get from a tree? I mean, it's the whole thing's kind of interesting. But anyways, so I did digress. But speaking about paper, let's wind ourselves back to the shredding event that we're talking about on the 28th of September that's going to be happening at my office, 41 Cross Street, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's this upcoming Saturday. You can bring whatever you want to shred, but people want to know, what do we need to keep? So let's go through these items here. A lot of people ask me, tax returns. You know, I get my tax return done. I get all these receipts, all this stuff that gets tacked together with my tax returns. How long do I really, really need to keep it? The truth is the answer is a minimum of 7 years. Now, why do you need to keep it? Well, you see, the IRS has 3 years to audit your return if it suspects good faith errors. 6 years if it believes you underreported your income by at least 25%. And an unlimited time if it's investigating you for fraud. Now, at a minimum, hold on to your W-2s until you begin earning Social Security, since they offer the best estimate of their earnings. Now, I'm reading that paragraph from a website, I think it was creditcards.com, that had this on here. Here's my feeling. We now live in a day and age where everything that you have, your tax returns, the IRS has a copy. They have a scanned copy. They could produce a copy of your tax return in a second. They could. Chances are, if you use an accountant, they have a copy of it too, because they've got to save it for all sorts of reasons. Save it for 7 years. That's the rule. If you got anything older than that, unless you're using it to show off to somebody to say, look how much money I've made over the past 20 years, I think you can get rid of them. You can bring all that stuff in. All right. How about other stuff? How about brokerage statements? Everybody asks about that. Brokerage, bank statements, investment records, all that kind of stuff. I'm going to read to you what it says here on creditcards.com, and then I'm going to tell you what I really think. So it says here to keep your monthly statements for 1 year. You can dump them if your annual statement summarizes all activities. Keep the yearly summaries as long as you own the security, plus 7 years. Because you need to have proof of your purchases to prove capital gains and losses on your tax return. Totally agree. I totally get it. But there is not a single investment management firm that I know of that doesn't have a copy of your statement electronically available. Now, at my office, for instance, all of the investment statements, all of the monthly statements, all of the trade tickets, anything that you need, you have the opportunity to say, you know what, Mark? I don't want the statements anymore. It's all saved electronically. And whether you want to continue to receive your statements in paper form in your mailbox, I'm still keeping your statements. I have statements for our clients that go back to the year 2000. That's 18 years, all electronically. All electronically maintained. All of your statements. Folks, you don't need it. If you work with a brokerage firm that has scanning technology, and they all do, I think, now, save them if you want. Most importantly is you need to know that you have record of what did I pay for the security. That is what's most important. If you have a place to go that tells you what did I pay for it, that's the critical piece that you have to have. And if it's in a retirement account, it doesn't matter what you paid for it. Because think about this. Let's say you have a 401k plan, and every week or every pay period, you have money withheld from your pay, and you go ahead and you buy the XYZ mutual fund. And let's say you invested $100 in the XYZ mutual fund, and you never invested anything else. And we're just playing a total hypothetical example. Here you are now, 25 years from now, and your $100 has grown to $500. If you choose to take all $500 out of your 401k IRA, let's assume you're old enough and you're beyond penalties, all that kind of stuff. You take it all out. Do you pay tax on the gain, the $400, because you invested $100 and it's worth $500? You pay tax on the gain, or do you pay tax on all $500? The answer is you pay tax on all $500 because you never paid tax on the first $100. Remember, you put it in on a pre-tax basis. So nobody cares. No records are necessary to say, here's what I invested in this fund for a tax purpose. Now, you may want to know, what did I invest in it? How did the performance go since I invested in it? Well, that's all reported on your statements, and that's all mathematical stuff. And folks, I'm telling you, we keep way too much paper in our house. File cabinet sales are way down, way down. I mean, go to Staples, and how many file cabinets do you see Staples selling these days? You might find a little one that goes under a drawer, but file cabinets are not being heavily sold at Staples or any other office supply place. Everything is getting scanned in, and once it's scanned in, you can toss it. All right, retirement plan statements. I also talked about that. That falls into the brokerage and investment statements. It says here to keep your quarterly statements for 1 year. Why? I mean, that's my opinion. Now, the rules, what the rules say and what you should practically do are two different things. My feeling is as long as you have access to electronic technology, you can access your statements. Why do you need any of this stuff? Why do you need to keep the paper around? Most people keep these statements around so that they can write on the back of it and take a note. And the note is what's more important than what's actually on the statement. That's what ends up happening. Folks, the shredding event that we're holding this Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon is designed to help you get rid of all of that paper, all of that clutter that's sitting around your house. You can comfortably get rid of a lot of it. Like I said, tax returns, hold them for 7 years. Anything older than that, get rid of it. Brokerage statements, retirement statements, bank statements. I mean, unless you're dealing with a lemonade stand type bank, which I don't think there are any of those around anymore. All banks have electronic capabilities to produce your statements. They archive it. They have all that information. Why do you need to keep the bank statement? I always find it fascinating. How many people actually reconcile their checkbook every month? I remember when I was a kid, my father taught me how to reconcile a checkbook, and down to the penny. I don't think in 25 years I've ever reconciled my checkbook. Honestly. And you know what's really interesting? Did you know that America is one of the few countries in the world that still has a checkbook? You go to Europe, they don't even know what a checkbook is. You pay via your phone. You pay through an electronic PIN system. You do not write checks. The technology that exists today is doing enough check and balancing on your behalf that you really don't need to. Now, if you want to try to work it all through and do all that stuff, be my guest. If you like doing that stuff. And there's many people that just, I don't trust technology. I get it, but soon you will. You trust technology in certain areas of your life, I'm sure. You trust that the technology of your remote control is going to work to turn on your TV, or you'd be out, if you didn't, you'd be up advancing the channel on the side of your television. No, there's not a dial to turn anymore, but there still is the opportunity for you to go up and down on the channels on the side of your television. But no, you're trusting the technology, your remote control. We trust the technology of a lot of things. But for whatever reason, money is one of those things that some people still have a difficult time getting away from. We're sitting here talking about things that you can get rid of in your house. A lot of paper that you can get rid of that's just taking up clutter, taking up space, really filling in every nook and cranny and crevice of your house. And we have a solution to help you get rid of it. It's our shredding event that we're doing this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., not 12 a.m. Please don't come around at midnight. It's 2 hours. That's all we're doing. We'll have free coffee and donuts. We'll have Catherine Brown from the North Shore, from North Shore 104.9 spinning the records. I don't even know if she does. No, she's not spinning records. That's all digital. But it sounds a lot better. There's no scratching that goes along. And you don't have to hear you don't have to hear that from Catherine. So besides, she's got a beautiful voice. You want to hear that? Swing by our office, 41 Cross Street, for our shredding event this upcoming Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. We've got more to talk to you about, with more stuff that you can shred, more stuff you can bring when we get back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
One of the most haunting musicals ever is coming to Bill Haney's North Shore Music Theater. Don't miss Jekyll and Hyde, starring recording artists, Broadway veterans, and American Idol finalist Constantine Maroulis and Diana DeGarmo. Jekyll and Hyde. His days were spent in pursuit of science. His nights were another story.
I need to know.
He's the man one woman loves and the monster one woman fears.
If someone like you found me.
This romantic and thrilling new production will break your heart and make your blood run cold. At North Shore Music Theater from September 25th through October 7th. Get your tickets today at nsmt.org. No musical has ever held you like this. Sponsored by Iron Tree Service.
I don't have one thing I'm not buying. One thing I'm not buying. I do it for the
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. You got to check out the North Shore Music Theater. Lots of great shows. Jekyll and Hyde is coming up right now. I have never seen Jekyll and Hyde, and I'm looking forward to seeing that one. The only problem with Jekyll and Hyde, to me, personal problem, it overlaps with the Topsfield Fair.
So, your schedule is too busy.
It's not working for my schedule, so I'm going to have to try to go early. I usually go the first Saturday of the show, but I'll have to go. Maybe I'll go to the opening night on Tuesday or Wednesday night or something. We'll do that. Go. But I heard it's a great show. They just do such a good job there. They really do. They got Hairspray as their final show of the season. Then, of course, David Coffey's back for his 117th year as the host. No, I mean,
is that accurate?
No, I think it's like 25th or 26th year. David Coffey is an institution at the North Shore Music Theater, and he'll be back playing Ebenezer Scrooge for the Christmas Carol. Always a great take for the entire family. Strongly encourage you to swing by there. Anyways, we were talking about our shredding day that's coming up this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. We're always trying to provide financial advice in a language you can understand. And one of the pieces of financial advice that we're given today is the responsibility of you cleaning out your house a little bit and getting rid of some of the financial documentation that exists in your house that is just adding clutter to your life. Many of you know a few months ago, I moved out of my house. And what I found...
Did you find some stacks of paper?
Oh, my God. What I forgot about... Here's something that I totally forgot about. We had moved our office... I'm now in a new office at 41 Cross Street. We had moved into our office at 8 Essex Center Drive... prior to that, and it was 15 years ago when I had moved into that one. And so when we were moving from our office before that, all of these client records, these big bank boxes of client records that I'm supposed to keep for a certain number of years, 6 or 7 years, we didn't want to move to the office, so we moved them, I forgot, to my attic. And after, you know, I was in my house for 20-something years, I didn't realize all the other stuff that had gone up in front of these boxes. And when I started taking stuff down, I'm going, oh my God, the banker's boxes that I had of client records that, you know, because I have to store all this stuff, right? I don't have to keep it anymore. It was way more than 6 years. I was there for 15 years. The stuff that I brought, I mean, it was so heavy. And I must have been a lot more limber back then and much stronger back then to bring it up the stairs. I was not excited about lugging those boxes downstairs. And so we had to bring it, shred everything. What am I going to do? Leave it out at the end of my curb? Couldn't do that. And that's the last thing that you want to do is leave personal documents that have your name, your account number, all that stuff at the end of your street. Today, I mean, this Saturday is a great opportunity for you to come and get rid of a lot of that stuff. Throw it in the trunk of your car, throw it in bags, throw it in boxes. I don't care how you get it there. All you need to do, though, is get it to my office, 41 Cross Street, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You pull up to the truck, and it's going to say, New England Security Shredders. We'll have it right there next to my office, 41 Cross Street in Peabody, right where Alto Forno Restaurant is. You pull up there, these guys will come out, they'll grab all of your paper, throw it into this giant munch and cruncher shredder. They'll eat all the stuff, it'll all go away, your car will be much lighter, your house will be much lighter, but you will likely be a little heavier because you're going to walk next to the truck to over where the tent is, and we're going to have coffee and donuts. Coffee and donuts provided by Coffee Time Bakery and Bake Shop. Which, Jay, Bake Shop.
Coffee Time Bake Shop.
Coffee Time Bake Shop of Beverly. We really appreciate that. And we'll have bagels and stuff, too. Catherine Brown will be there with the mobile vehicle, the wrapped new mobile vehicle. And she'll be singing songs. Or actually, she'll be playing records. I don't think she's going to sing for us. She may. You can usually count on a few Bruce Springsteen songs from Catherine.
Huge Bruce fan.
Huge fan. And so, good for her. It's all good. You know, speaking of Bruce, yeah. I should give a shout out to my rabbi. Robert Goldstein, at the Rosh Hashanah sermon this past week, he channeled Bruce Springsteen for the sermon for Rosh Hashanah, talking about what Bruce Springsteen has done from a way of communicating thoughts and advice and guidance and things like that.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so Bruce, as he said, a non-Jew, he's two E's and an N, not an I-E and an N. But Bruce has really contributed to the tapestry, to the language, to the dialogue of what goes on here in America. So shout out to Bruce, and so I'm sure Catherine will be happy to hear that, you know, he has crossed all lines and Bruce is everywhere. At any rate, so one of the things we were talking about is things that you, what do you need to keep? What documents do you need to hold on to? What can you get rid of?
So well, this is thus far, I think you've mentioned junk mail.
Yep.
Right? Bank statements, any kind of statements that are, you're saying as long as you have the digital copy, you could even get rid of a month old statement.
Absolutely. I mean, I'll tell you, when my bank statement comes, and I don't know why the bank statement still comes from Bank of America.
Yeah.
I need to sign up and stop that.
Yep.
Because I don't even open the envelope.
Yeah.
I just take it and I drop it in the trash. So, you know, and that's not a good thing to do because I'm not shredding it. I'm dropping it in the trash. So if you have a dumpster diver in there, they could pick up a lot of information, right?
Yeah.
So, no, I should probably do that. I think maybe what I'm trying to do is maybe stick it to Bank of America and saying, ha-ha, you're spending 50 cents.
You're wasting 51 cents.
Oh, is it 51 cents now for a stamp? I don't even know.
Including the cost of the paper.
Of course, of course. That's true. Maybe that's what I'm doing. I'm just sticking it to the bank like they really care. I'm sure they've figured out ways to cover that cost some way or another. Anyways, you're right. If you have any documents that are saved electronically, why bother to keep them? However, there are certain things that you do want to keep.
Okay.
So things when you're buying in your house, especially if you're buying and making major purchases of items that are warranted, things that you need in your house. Maybe you bought a couple couches from Jordan's Furniture. You bought a big screen TV from Best Buy, or perhaps you just installed a new kitchen and you've got all sorts of new appliances and fixtures. All of that stuff, you want to hold on to the invoices, the warranties, everything on there, because I don't know about you, but I get pretty lazy when it comes to shopping and remembering why I purchased something. So you buy something over at Best Buy or you buy something somewhere and it said, when you bought it, it had a lifetime warranty or guarantee to it, right? So now it's not working. When's the last time you actually said, well, I remember, it was a lifetime warranty. I'm going to go and see what I can get for a claim on it. First of all, if you don't have the receipt, good luck. Number two, if the company isn't in business, you lose. But chances are neither of those are going to work. It's just, it's hard to get your money back on warranted and guaranteed items, I think. There's one place that it actually works out really well. A couple places that I've known. And it come at the most oddest of places. Go to Costco. Go to BJ's. Those places will guarantee anything. You know,
really?
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah, because they have records of it. The thing is, you could walk in and say, hey, I bought this 55-inch screen TV about 2 years ago. It's kind of getting a little pixelated up in the corner. I've got some problems with it. They'll type it in. They'll put in your membership number. They'll pull it up. They'll say, yeah, we see this. Go pick out another one.
Wow.
They're awesome.
I mean, it makes
awesome
sense.
At
you
returns.
You have to be a member, so.
Yeah, you got to be a member. I've never had a problem returning anything.
Yeah.
And even good stuff like a TV or a washer or a dryer. I mean, not that I've bought any appliances there really, but they're really, really good at returns. Now, L.L. Bean, as many of you may know, used to have a policy that it was guaranteed forever. Well, there were people that used to buy the Bean Boots and they would trash these Bean Boots and return them and return them and return them and return them and keep getting new ones. L.L. Bean finally had to say, sorry, folks. We can't do this anymore.
We're starting to lose a little money here.
this isn't working out so well. But if you keep your warranties, if you keep your sales receipts from things you purchased, you can potentially see if there's something in it for you. And the other reason that you keep a lot of these big purchase items, the receipts for these things like kitchen appliances, big purchase items, is helping you develop and build your cost basis. Now, what does cost basis mean? It means, let's say you paid $300,000 for a house, but now you've invested in, you had home improvements done. I'm not talking about paint and paper. I'm talking about major fixture stuff that you put in that can't be really pulled off from the, well, paint and paper can't really be pulled off, but carpets are in there, permanent structures, all that kind of stuff. If you save all those receipts, Those are things that add to the value of the house. So if you paid $300,000, but you spent, say, $100,000 in improvements in your house, that are legitimate improvements, and I'd encourage you to talk to your tax accountant about that. I'm not a tax accountant. I do provide some tax advice, but tax planning advice, I should say. But talk to your accountant about this. So if you had spent $100,000, it's possible that your cost isn't $300,000, but it's actually $400,000. And so when you sell your house, if you sold it for $1 million, just, you know, there'd be a...
Sure.
It'd be nice. A $600,000 capital gain.
Yeah.
So not a bigger one, not a $700,000 one. And of course, if you know anything about owning a house, if you're jointly married, yeah, if you own it jointly, I don't know how other ways you can be married, jointly married. If you own the house joint and you've been there for 2 years or more, you get a $500,000 exclusion on the gain. So just something to think about. Just little tidbits of information, financial advice in a language you can understand right here on North Shore 104.9. So what other things do you need to keep? Credit card statements. Do you really think you need to keep your credit card statements? This is what people hold on to forever.
Yeah, so you can go back and review it later on.
To review for what, Jay? What are you going to review it for?
Oh, I'm never going to review it.
You're never going to do it.
So that way you can make sure that, oh, yeah, I paid this much for that. And
right. Well, I would generally say that if you really want, I mean, it's worth checking your monthly credit card statement because, as we well know, I mean, identity theft is rampant. And where identity theft is really happening these days is people that are stealing your identity, but they're buying stuff for like $7.81. And if you just scan through your credit card, I know me, when I look at my credit card, I look for anything that has 3 digits or greater after the decimal point. Anything under that, I'm not even concerned about.
$7.
I'm not going to worry about it, so you don't think about it. But if you don't recognize some stuff, that's something worthy of reporting. That's important to do. But once you've gone through your monthly statement, throw it away. There is no need to keep it. Now, some people will say, well, I want to save it because maybe I gave money to the American Red Cross. And I like to see the record of the fact that I saved it, that I paid the American Red Cross $50 or $100 and I needed it for my deductions at the end of the year. Well, here's two thoughts. Number one, it's a lot easier to pull up each of those statements online and just scan through it very quickly and see what those numbers are and pull that out. But number two, and this is the sad story, the sad part of this thing, and I think I talked about it last week or the week before. Chances are, if you've been investing, I mean, if you've been making charitable contributions and you were doing it for the fact that you would get a tax deduction for it, chances are that's not going to happen anymore. Under the new tax law, most people will no longer be itemizing their tax return on Schedule A. They will be using what's called the standard deduction. That standard deduction is $24,000. It's a little bit more if you're over the age of 65. You get an extra $1,300 per person if you're over the age of 65. But let's just keep it at $24,000 for now. So think about this. Take a look at your 2017 tax return and look at Schedule A. First of all, if you don't have a Schedule A, you weren't getting to deduct your charitable contributions in the first place. But if you do have a Schedule A, I want you to look to see what were the deductible items that you took last year on your tax return. Did you deduct mortgage interest? Did you deduct home equity interest? Well, home equity interest may not be deductible anymore, and mortgage interest is being limited for new mortgages that are taken out. People used to be able to deduct investment advisory fees, accounting fees, attorney's fees, subscription fees, if it exceeded a certain amount of your income. All of that is being stripped away. So begin to take a look at what are your actual eligible deductible items? And if that number comes out to under $24,000, you might think to yourself, okay, I don't mind giving to charity. I'm happy to give it to needy organizations or organizations that I want to give to, but understand that you may not get a tax deduction for it. Important to know. One other thing before we take a quick break, utility and phone bills. My mother-in-law, and I pick on her a lot on this radio
show.
Don't
pick on your mother-in-law.
I know. I love my mother-in-law. We get along great. But she has these file cabinets up in her office that have been there, I don't know, 30. It looks like a doctor's office up there. And they go back to like 1962 when she first bought the house. she has her old telephone bills, her old electric bills, her old gas bills. She says, well, you know, when it's time to sell the house, somebody's going to want to know that information. I go, no, they're not. No, they're not going to want to know that information. She insists they will. You do not need to save your utility bills, your gas bills. Get rid of them. And if you are accumulating, bring them. Bring them to our shredding event this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. We'll have New England Security shredders there, big truck. You'll get to dump all your stuff and watch it get shredded. Have some coffees and donuts with us. Enjoy the music of North Shore 104.9, hosted by Catherine Brown, right at 41 Cross Street, right in my office. If you've ever been to Alto Forno Restaurant, that's the same place where my office is. Pull right in. We'll be ready for you. We'd love to see you. And we're going to take a quick break. When we're back, I got a few more things that you need to shred, what you need to keep, what you need to get rid of. And if we have time, I want to talk to you about why writing checks might be the most dangerous way that you can have your identity stolen. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Wonder whether you'll have enough money to retire? Retiring for the Genius is a blueprint to prepare for a comfortable retirement. This easy-to-read guidebook on living your life in retirement is written by certified financial planner Mark Friedman and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 o'clock until 9 a.m. You'll find the tools and templates helpful so you can prepare to make smart decisions on how to spend your money in retirement. If you're older than 55 and expect to spend between $4,000 and $10,000 a month in retirement, Retiring for the Genius is a treasure map for achieving your successful retirement. When it comes to retiring, don't be a dummy. Pick up a copy of Retiring for the Genius at Amazon.com.
Pick up your treasure map for retirement. Available now at Amazon.com. Search Mark Friedman, Retiring for the Genius.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. We are in our last and final segment of the day. We are here each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts. We've been providing financial advice to individuals and families on the North Shore in the Merrimack Valley for 50 years. Not me. I was two then. So I wasn't providing much in the way of financial advice. I was costing my parents money with diapers and clothes and whatever else they had to pay for. I think it was cloth diapers back then. I don't even think there was Pampers back then. So thank you for the cloth diapers to my folks. And at any rate, I've been with the Friedman Financial since 1991. I'm in my 27th year there. And this Saturday, I know you've heard me say this like a million times already on the show, but we are hosting a shredding event 10 a.m. to noontime this upcoming Sunday. Please join us. This is your opportunity to clear out all that paper, all that clutter, all the stuff you've been meaning to get rid of. You don't want to throw it to the end of the street. Throw it in a shredding truck so all of your documents, all of your identity is safely destroyed and not there for the picket pocketers or whoever else goes dumpster diving or mailbox diving through your neighborhood. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about one final item that I think many people need to keep when it comes to documents, and you need to keep them safely. Oftentimes, you will be asked out of the blue to produce a marriage certificate, a birth certificate, a passport, a social security card, a will, an estate planning document, a death certificate. All of those documents you need to store. But I will tell you this, I would encourage you to scan them, store them electronically, and don't spend $35 to $50 a year to just have them held in a safe deposit box. Here's a great story, true story. Several years ago, my kids will never let me forget this story. Several years ago, it's got to be 6, maybe 7 years ago, maybe even more, my kids all danced at the North Andover School of Dance, and they were going to have the opportunity to dance on the Royal Caribbean Liberty of the Seas cruise ship out of New York, and they'd been planning for a year and a half to do it. And we were all excited. The family was going to go, hundreds of kids, all families, all these people were going to go. And the cruise was out of New York down to Bermuda. One of these 4-day cruises, you see these things. So we're all set, ready to go. You need your passport, all that kind of stuff to go. Well, Laura and I, our passports had expired. And so we had sent them off to the passport area to get new passports. And for whatever reason, we never got ours back. So we called them and they said, oh, that's not a problem. You're going to Bermuda. All you need is your driver's license. I said, okay, great. So we drive down to the Liberty Station or whatever it's called, Port Liberty or Fort Liberty down in New York. We go to check everybody in. My kids get all registered in, hand them the passports. And I said, I don't have my passport. I was just told that I need a license. She says, that's fine. So I hand them the license, give it to them. And they said, and your birth certificate, please. Birth certificate? No one said anything about a birth certificate. I'm sure they did, Mr. Friedman. Your driver's license is nice, but we also need a second form of identification. That birth certificate is what we really need if you don't have a passport. Well, I'm sorry, I don't have that. So my kids are staring at me. Their eyes are beginning to water and droop. And they're wondering, Daddy, what is the problem? Why is everybody else getting on the cruise ship? Well, we are standing in this giant airplane hangar and not getting past the gate. Well, I explained to my children that we needed to get a copy of Mommy and Daddy's birth certificate. And that wouldn't be a problem because Daddy has this company, Friedman Financial, where he encourages all of his clients to store all of their important documents in an online vault so that they have access to their passports and birth certificates and deeds to their house and all that kind of stuff. Well, it appears that Daddy does not take his own advice. And Daddy went to the vault and it was not there. So they said, not a problem. You need to get a photograph of your birth certificate. And we had about an hour and a half before the boat actually departed. So we now call a friend of ours in our neighborhood, give her the access code to our garage, and say, go into my office and do whatever it takes to find our birth certificates. She's digging through all sorts of my personal documents. Nothing like keeping it private, right? She's digging through everything that she can find. I'm sure she's finding all sorts of interesting pictures and photos and letters if she's choosing to read some of them. But anyways, she calls me back and she says, I can't find anything. So I'm thinking to myself, well, if I had the birth certificate at all, you know where it would probably be? In the safety deposit box at the bank that I pay $35 a year for a small little safety deposit box to save important documents. It's Sunday. Bank's closed. And unfortunately, I didn't know the president of the bank or anybody that was connected to that bank to say, let me in, or somebody, because I still couldn't go down there. I mean, I would need to have my key to get into the safe deposit box. So the people said to me, Mark, if you get a death certificate, if you get the birth certificate, we have a notary on file. They'll stamp it for you. We'll secure it. It's all good. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. And my kids watched as the boat sailed away. And the worst thing you can ever do as a parent is to personally disappoint your child. Especially for something that was the most important thing in the world to them at the time. So as the boat sailed off to Bermuda, we piled back into our minivan and drove in silence for 5 hours back to North Andover. It was horrible. I will never leave any document in a safe deposit box ever again. I have scanned it all. I encourage you to scan it all. And I've now taken my own advice.
I was going to ask if you learned from the lesson yourself and if everything was now digital.
Jay, I have learned. I have learned, and my kids will never let me live that one down. Whenever there's something going on and my kids need something, they go, remember about the cruise, Dad? I mean, they are never, ever going to let my wife and I forget about that one. That was a tough one. So those are the things you need to save. Besides that, all your old girly magazines that you still have buried up in the attic, or the newspaper clippings, you know, when Larry Bird was drafted by the Celtics, or when John F. Kennedy won the election. Do you really think anybody cares about you still having those newspaper clippings? I assure you this, when the kids buy your house or they take over your house after you've died, They're not saving any of that stuff. They're throwing it all away. They'll happily burn it the same way they would burn a receipt from CVS. They really don't see any sentimental value in it. So if you want to get it out of the house, magazines, newspapers, old textbooks, all that kind of stuff, get rid of it. Bring it to our shredding event this Sunday. I mean, this Saturday, September 22nd, 10 a.m. to noon. Visit us. We'll drop all the stuff. We'll take everything you need. The other thing I want to let you know about. The National Check Fraud Center has issued a warning on check washing. What? What's check washing? Well, this, folks, is the latest trend. $850 million a year is being stolen from your bank accounts through check washing. What is check washing? If you still write checks, I would strongly encourage you to stop doing it and try to figure out if you're going to write a check, make sure you're handing the check to the person, not writing a check and leaving it in the mailbox with a little flag up at the end of your driveway. Because here's what happens. Let's say you're writing a check to the electric, to National Grid, the electric company, whatever it is. You write your check out. Imagine if someone goes driving down your street, they see the flag up, they reach in, they grab all the mail that you have that's expected to go to the electric company. They then now open up your envelope and they pull out that check for $815 or $80, whatever it is, to National Grid. They then use a type of an acetone, a highly volatile organic solvent used mainly as a hand wipe solvent in cleaning applications. It's also a good drying agent for wet parts. They use this stuff. And so what they do is they take a piece of Scotch tape. The Scotch tape is put over your signature. Now, it's the gift wrapping Scotch tape, the one that you can really lift back off after you've put it on there. They put that Scotch tape over your signature, but with the special acetone combination that they've created, they let your check soak in that acetone. Now, your checks are written, are printed with some kind of a magnetic ink. So it's not the same ink that comes from a ballpoint pen, right? So they let it soak there in the acetone, and over time, the acetone, that ink, just lifts right off, and poof, you peel back your piece of tape, and now that person has a blank check with your signature on it. And they use that check to write it to whomever they want. And you just signed the check. Folks, $815 million was stolen out of people's checking accounts this year due to check washing. If you have the tendency of writing checks and sticking it down at the end of the street, putting the flag up, I say stop right now. You want to go to the U.S. Postal Service and drop in your checks? Fine. You want to hand a check to somebody? Fine. But do not write checks and put them at the end of your driveway. That, my friends, is financial advice in a language you can understand, and we do that each and every Sunday morning right here on North Shore 104.9 from 8 to 9 a.m. We got to get out of here, but I want to remind you about one final thing. I know you know what it's going to be. I'm going to remind you about our upcoming shredding event this Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon. If you've got documents you want to destroy, swing by. If you just want to say hi, that's okay too. Even if you have, like, I don't know, a Dunkin' Donuts cup that you want to get rid of and throw it into the shredding truck just for a reason to say hi, that's okay too. Our office is at 41 Cross Street. Come out, join us out in the parking lot. We'll have coffee and donuts. We'll have Catherine Brown from North Shore 104.9 broadcasting live that morning, and we will have a great time. I'd love to come meet you, love to come see you, love to come learn more about your story, and share with you some of the great things that that we have to offer, as well as the shredding opportunity that Saturday. We've got to get out of here. If you do want to sign up for a newsletter, remember FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Go to the bottom of the page, sign up for Planning Pointers, your name, your email address, and we will get you our newsletter that comes out each and every Friday, 10:30 in the morning, delivered right to your inbox. We've got to get out of here. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing.
investing.
That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
Get your documents ready for the Friedman Financial Annual Shredding Event, Saturday, September 22nd from 10 to noon. Join me, Catherine Brown, for a live broadcast with music, prizes, refreshments, and more. Friedman Financial is located at 41 Cross Street in Peabody, across from the North Shore Mall. Come with paper to shred for the Friedman Financial Annual Shredding Event, where you can safely destroy documents you no longer need. Saturday, September 22nd from 10 to noon, 41 Cross Street in Peabody. Online, Friedman, 2 E's and a D, Financial.com.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.